This is episode 102 of the Meme Factory podcast. We are joined this week by P, who threw Greg a surprise birthday party during the stream. This one is probably best watched on YouTube. This week we are sponsored by Caudle.co. Caudle.co offers the best steel backup plates for the price, in my opinion. These plates are very compact, made out of 304 steel, and come with a punch. These plates are small, robust, and can withstand fire, water, corrosion, and crushing with no data loss. Check them out at Caudle.co. We are sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And finally, we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
And it was that Press and Pish would not be on the show at the same time as me. He ate all of the green M&Ms out of the bowl.
Too bad.
At Pacific Bitcoin, it was not cool.
Happy birthday, Greg. I have to go, but I love you all.
Thanks, Press. See you, man. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. You made it to another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is stream test number 102, and this evening we are joined by none other than Mr. P, leather-eating shoes person himself. Say hi, P.
Hello, my friends. I'm excited.
Hey.
Honored.
Hey.
I'm tumescent.
Hey, P.
He's in the building.
Does tumescent mean you have a tumor?
Something like that.
Fair enough.
You could say that. Wink.
So... P, I think the last time you were on the show, you've had some changes in your personal life. So if you could go ahead and give everybody the rundown on who you are in the Bitcoin space, what you do, but keep it short. We got shit to talk about.
All right. So it all started on a dark and stormy night in the city of Manhattan. I am a Bitcoiner, excited. I have chickens. I was the head of programming for Bitcoin 2022 in Miami. And then in December, I moved over to Swan. I'm the head of media at Swan. So all of our like video, Twitter, all that jazz. And then also Pacific Bitcoin, which just happened. I did all the programming for that. And
great job, by the way, man. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I've been at a couple of conferences that you were heading up. So good job.
Man, I totally forgot that at Bitcoin 2022. I remember like running up to you and I was like totally frantic on my little scooter and, you know, with my little buns out, I was wearing assless chaps. And then I just came up and I gave you the VIP card and zipped on my way.
And then I went on the stage and spoke with Greg.
Yeah. It's a good times.
Thank you, Pete. All right. So this is your first time on the show. It's an old rodeo for you. We sent the ad copy to you a little earlier. If you could rip through that, then we'll get on with the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just let me call that up. I did run it through my my team.
Oh, okay.
And you know, my lawyer said that I could read it. It was okay, and it was fully within scope. So
this is the lawyer you use when you want to do something.
I am a lawyer too, and I check those ads every day.
Excellent.
When we have podcast, I read them before sending to the guest. So yeah, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, to be clear, what he's saying is you don't need your lawyer. That was already approved.
We already have it.
You are my lawyer. I asked you not to mention that on the call because it might undermine your authority. But all right, fuck you. Here we go. Hey, folks, it's P here, and I've got something personal to share. You see, like many, I faced an issue that kept things well a little limp in the bedroom. We're not talking about night terrors. No, we're talking about erectile dysfunction. Have you ever woken up expecting your morning glory to salute the day, only to find it's more of a morning modesty, or realize that not having a purple home wrecker is actually the thing wrecking your home? We've all been there. But wait, before you get too deflated, I've got an electrifying set of news for you. Thanks to SusCorp's new treatment, I found a way to rise to the occasion. Introducing Shock Yourself Stiff Electroshock Treatments. Is the apple of your eye missing that extra bite? Can't get your wife to bite the pillow? Fear not, my friends. Just bite down on our patented tongue and mouth guard while we jolt your joystick back to life with 20,000 volts of pure passion. I can speak from personal experience when I tell you that my erectile dysfunction was causing problems in my marriage. until I stumbled upon this groundbreaking solution from SusCorp. And hey, a little spark might just be what you need. As the saying goes, every lightning bolt has its thunder. With SusCorp's new Shock Yourself Stiff, you'll be sure to bring the thunder and the lightning. Quick disclaimer voice. Wasn't supposed to read that part. Electroshock therapy to the testes may result in inability to get pregnant. Please use responsibly and consult your physician before trying any new treatments. So folks, why let the blues get you down? Turn that frown and everything else upside down with SusCorp, because sometimes a little shock can make a huge difference to your
Yay. Thank you. We can get paid now.
Thank you, Pete.
Ah, finally.
A trophy. That was a tremendous
professionally done. That was one take. Impressive.
Right. Now, we've gone a few weeks here without food, but this evening we are joined by Becca, and I didn't even ask if she'd gotten a sandwich menu done, but I'm hoping there is one.
What? We cannot hear you, Craig.
Do you really not hear me?
No, now it's worse. What did you
now
do?
It's worse.
No,
Yellow was messing with you, Craig.
It's not funny. You know I have issues with the audio.
Yeah.
All right, Becca.
Okay.
Do you have a menu this week, or
what are you saying?
Oh my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Thanks, everybody.
How old are you now?
I'm 40. That's how old I am now.
Hey, potatoes over the hill.
Wow, you're 40? Just 15 more years and your hairline, you'll catch up to your hairline.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
What is that? That's my brother.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
Doug. Doug in the building.
Oh, my goodness.
But I do have a special platter for today.
Okay.
We have share my screen, please. Here we go. We got the fuck you, Greg potato party platter. So we've got on this platter a classic pump and dump potato salad with extra creamy dressing made by Rope and his sister. A pie 3.14 mini potato sliders. Made by Labra. We got replicator tater tots with the tiers of Foss dripping sauce. We've got some Satoshi special roasted macro potatoes and pineapple, and a DSB and Red Bull potato souffle, and a few too many potato vodka shots. And it's all going to be delivered to you by Yellow. And it includes a fresh bag of poop. Just for you, Greg.
So I don't need to pick. I just don't really get everything.
Yeah, you get the whole thing.
Fantastic.
I think you sent me the wrong link. This wasn't the meeting, bro.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
What is this?
Yes.
Yeah, Nico, you can go. This is a different meeting. Right. Let me just. I got a tattoo. I may have made a slight misspelling.
You take that off?
No regrets.
No regrets.
That's right.
Can you take that off, though?
Oh, you're on mute, Nico. Oh, so unprofessional.
Wait. Yellow's here?
Oh, there you go. That's right. You're good.
Yellow's here? All right.
Come on.
Hey!
I see that being pregnant hasn't dampened your sense of humor, Becca. That was a good one.
Greg is a potato.
We all know that. How is everybody getting the Zoom link here? Who's sharing the shit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's my bad.
Oh my god.
What's up,
Q? As usual, Q, you have the worst camera angle in the business. Right up the nose.
All right, so for anybody listening right now, Nico from Silver Bitcoin, Q has come on My brother's here. Other bear is here. Preston was in our little earlier. What the fuck is going on here?
That's my bad.
What was I?
Oh, Q's in. Yo.
I have to admit, as usual, Q, you have the worst camera angle in the business.
Okay.
Getting the band back together.
Right now, Nico from Sabbatical who has come on. Okay, Q needs to fix his audio.
Some things never change.
He told me that this was a manager's meeting and total.
Yes, this is the manager meeting.
Yeah, you're on the managers, and we got Sally. Does anybody else want to come in? Jesus Christ. I mean, when you add Sally, we get an extra 100 personalities, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yes.
Woo! Fuck you, Greg.
Hey, sweetie. All right, do we have a show going on? What do you all want? What are you doing? What are you doing in my show?
I think there's a second shot by P. P, do you have the ad read ready?
I mean, for you? No.
Sad.
Okay.
But I can do one. I mean, look, you want to talk about whatever you want, I can deliver.
Actually, I think Doug might have a couple of jokes he may want to say before we get in.
I'm happy to go on. I mean, there was a thing that I came on the show specifically to get your guys' opinions on.
To be fair, Rusty's got his hand up, so protocol.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. That's right. I just want to let everybody know that today you all get a yellow plushie for being here. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hey. It's not true.
I'm a yellow plushie.
No, not true.
I get a fifth one.
All right, Wazowski, you were told to prepare something.
I'm still waiting for my first.
I was told this was a roast.
So
we're roasting a potato today.
Who's gonna start?
Wazowski.
I had a few.
Y'all are just gonna roast me.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it. ChatGPT wrote them. So, and it said, please note that these jokes are intended for a lighthearted roast. Remember, roasts are meant to be in good fun. So let's keep it light. It begins. Greg, you're so pale, you make a sheet of printer paper look like Wesley Snipes at a tanning salon. They say a podcast host should have a face for radio. But Greg's face is more suited for the farmer's market as a potato. Greg's investment strategy is simple. Buy low, eat high. Greg, you're the only person who thinks HODL stands for hold on, double large pizzas.
It doesn't.
But they say Greg is crypto rich. But let's be honest, the only crypto he understands is the password to his fridge. All right, we got three more. Greg, the only bull market you've ever been a part of is one at the buffet line. This is a true story. Greg's Twitter rants are so legendary that Elon Musk called him for investment advice. Now Elon's sending rockets to the moon and Greg's sending himself to the fridge. And finally, Greg's idea of a balanced portfolio is having a potato in each hand.
That's right.
Happy birthday. I love you. Love you too.
Okay, I got to say your ChatGPT was way better than mine. And for some reason, I don't know why.
ChatGPT, is that what you said?
Yeah. ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
The American version's better than the Euro one.
Who coordinated this shit? That's what
GBTC.
Who ambushed me with
I
this?
I can't stop watching Nico fingering yellow.
Stop it!
Getting good.
Nico, stop it!
Kiss him.
No!
Kiss him. Do it. Kiss him.
What is this one?
Yes. We already know he was in your bedroom. Late.
He did a bite and he sniffed your hair.
God damn it.
No, just for yellow. I was going to ask P his macro takes on the current environment, but
No.
No.
Oh,
I think
shut up, transition. I have a super interesting take that's really important.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
So every morning I go out, and as all of you know, I have a flock of chickens, and at night they come into the house. There's a number of studies that have shown that having a chicken in your kitchen actually reduces your chances of catching malaria. Now, malaria is not something that we have issues with in Tennessee, but I'm not taking any chances. So I've got all my chickens. They sleep inside with me and my wife in the bed. They shit all over everything. But every morning I wake up, and after I brush my teeth, I feed each of the chickens some laxative, and then they shit all over the kitchen floor. And by looking at their shit and the specific patterns that their shit makes on the floor, I can tell exactly what's going to happen in the market. And so that's what I base all of my trading advice on. And I have a paid service, which you're welcome to pay for. If you send me one BTC, I'll send you two. Right. And the results of the recent, shitsplosion was that Bitcoin is going up. And so you should buy some.
Yes.
But did it account for the Cointelegraph pump fake? Did they actually liquidate your longs quick enough?
If you could get the microphone more inside your mouth while you talk, I think we'd all be.
Yes.
Okay.
Telly, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Go for it.
Can you guys still see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen you not high.
Unfortunately.
I'm not right now.
It's just not possible.
Yeah. All
right. Fuck you, Greg. Your life is so pathetic. I get a charity tax break just by hanging around you.
Chirping?
Yo, Greg was so excited about his 40-year-old doctor checkup, he brought the lube. with all those candles, we could probably bake a potato with the cake. You're made of spare parts, aren't you, Spud? You're at the age when your biggest fear in public is shitting yourself. But I'm pretty sure your mom told me that's always been your case. Oh, speaking of your mom, tell her to top up the cell phone she bought me so I can FaceTime her late night. but Jesus, hey, man.
I think she's listening to this.
Hey, man. But, yeah, your brother's here, too. But hey, man, don't let aging get you down. It's too hard to get back up.
You can always reach out to Suscore for that electroshock therapy.
Love you, Spud.
Love you too, Zelly.
Wish you weren't so awkward. Wish you weren't so fucking awkward.
Too fucking bad.
Why are you keep on moving like it's like smack my beats up like video clip?
Oh, I don't know. I do. I move when I'm on the phone all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I talk with my hands too.
Okay. I see
that. It's all those car accidents.
Oh, are we roasting everybody now? Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens. You roast the roaster.
Oh my god.
Are we sure that he's organizing a having party? He can't even manage a fucking link. Where it goes, son.
What did I do? Oh, that was spicy.
I didn't even be here for very long, so I just sent it to him.
All okay.
Right. Who's next?
Who's next?
Just hit me.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Greg didn't even know what happened when Preston wished him happy birthday.
I heard him say happy birthday,
he didn't know what was going on.
But did it give it away?
Not a chance. It's like, oh, he showed up finally.
Because Preston's in every...
He's got to invite to every show. Which is just got to be annoying for him every week, but whatever.
Oh, man.
Who am I waiting on?
Yes. I don't know, man.
I mean, P's on today, so P... tell us something.
Do you like Bitcoin?
The The first time I met Greg in person, it was a magical experience. He was waving his DMT pen all around and trying to get me or Case and a bunch of others to smoke out of it. And he had his shirt off. And when I was trying to find them, it was a dark beach. And I was able to triangulate on their location because there was a bright shining light coming from where they were standing. And as I got closer, I realized that it was just Greg with his shirt off and he looked like a beached whale.
That's a half true story.
The only part that's not true is that you didn't have the DMT pen on you. You just were trying to get us to do it.
Well,
later.
That wasn't the first time you met me.
You're right. It was the second, third, fourth, or fifth, maybe. The first time we met in the bathroom stall, it was the glory hole. It was.
I don't count that as a meet. That's more of a just like a professional meet. Courtesy.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. It was meaningful.
I'm not good at the roast format. So I'm just going to say, knowing Craig and I started the potato thing, right? Because you're not stupid, actually. You're like impulsive. Like it's a little bit different. Like you're clever, but your impulsiveness makes you do things so potato-like.
Yes.
So whoever doesn't know you is also always wondering, like, is the guy like left curve, bell curve, or like all in the right one? Like nobody knows exactly. And if your IQ will be like, was it like a token? It will be like a palm down scheme for sure. Like for palm down again, like for sure. And I have many stories of Craig, especially when we were working in the on strike, that are extremely potato like funny that I cannot share. And one was about Jack and Jack telling us like to calm down with the rainbow dildos because we're using them everywhere. And the law department of strike were like, you know what, like do those guys have to use so many rainbow dildos? So at some point, through the wonder that is Craig, there was a memo from the law department of strike to the administration department of strike about rainbow dildos and their usage in Twitter. So there.
So you're saying,
I can say that at least.
You're saying we should lean back into the rainbow dildos.
I got a story before I have to leave, because this is my fourth live stream of the day and my brain is melting. The P was actually head of you were the head of programming at Bitcoin Magazine, and the hoops that Greg and I had to go through to pitch you guys on the meme panel. Yeah. Holy cow, we had to like incept it. And ended up being fucking great, dude. We brought potatoes on top of the stage.
That was Winekus and oh my god, I'm blanking on your.
It was Hoddle, Big Sean, you,
your co-host, Optimist.
Oh,
Air Force.
We got two tips in the house. Oh man,
we got two Nikos. Why is Nico twice?
Yeah, I'm confused now. What's happened?
Yeah.
I don't know, Nico. I literally hate Greg so much.
I don't know why I showed up here. I just, you know, fuck you, Greg.
Wrong link too. You got the wrong link too. I got the wrong link.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a bunch of porn tabs open, to be honest. I don't know.
Yes.
Send it up.
Yes.
This is quite the fetish, then.
Are your pants still down?
One of the links took you to the meme factory.
This is incredibly difficult to jerk off to.
Speak for yourself.
So wait, I just want to say, you know, Nico, you said you had to like incept this whole thing. that was all in your guys' heads, because like Greg reached out and he was like, yo, we should do a meme panel. And I was like, I mean, I'm fucking
Incepted Greg with the fuck? Who do you think incepted Greg with the idea?
I see what's happening here. Well played, my friend. Well played.
Anyways, the highlight before I leave, because my tip is there's already a tip in here. I don't have to be here anymore.
Tip in you?
Replace me. The highlight after the panel was Greg and I rubbing bellies for the first time.
That was nice.
And it was a very special moment. And I think that was the first time I like made eye contact with Preston Pish. And I never forget. He looked at me with, what the fuck is going on? And it was a beautiful moment. Anyways, Greg, cumpleaños, bro. Love you, dude.
Thanks.
See you later, man.
Hey, congratulations, Nico.
Thanks, guys. Peace out.
See you.
Thank you.
See you, Nico. Fuck, he was trying to make out, but he was like the original tip.
Ben, what are
you? I got the original tip.
Sessions, what is that?
The original tip.
It's just the tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels. All right, guys, I'm not here for long.
It looks like the special water from the water boy that he held around his back.
You fucking nailed it.
Have you been drinking, Ben?
No, I'm about to go to my daughter's Halloween dance. I'm taking the kids. I literally, literally just came in to tell Greg to go fuck himself. And happy birthday, I suppose. But anyway, guys, I do have to run, but I'm glad I could dip my tip in here for sex. So.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for coming by.
Cheers, man.
Have a good night. Later, guys.
You bastard.
Peace.
We haven't heard from Q, I think, and Barry.
Barry.
Barry has a mic.
Okay, wait, no one invited Barry, right? He just invited himself.
Yeah,
Barry hacked himself in.
Yeah, I didn't prepare anything. I'd shit on Greg every day.
Just loaded the daily material.
I also was not told that I was supposed to roast Zaj, but instead I'll take this time to just roast P, since the opportunities are
fine. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
So, P actually let me know, planned this about 4 months ago, giving me the heads up that it was your birthday coming up. So I decided, my surprise for you, we're neighbors now, buddy. Like, right down the street, I was supposed to come over. And when I told P, like, hey, what time is the stream tonight? I'm going to head over to Zaj's house. He told me, don't do that. No, you're taking it a little overboard, bro. So if you feel like hanging out, I did just uproot my entire life, despite P telling me not to, for better or worse.
Are you really in my neighborhood?
I'm not really in your neighborhood.
Okay, all right. He's fucking lying to you, bro.
Offside.
Shocker.
For a minute there, for a second there, I believe him.
I did too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
It's a very Florida looking.
Also, just to give Q some props, like, of all the people that we could have brought in here, everybody was like, yo, you got to invite Q. And I was like, obviously, I'm going to invite Q. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Where's Q?
Nah.
Cool story, nah. Bro.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that you didn't invite him.
I did. Well, pull of
the
knife.
You did it like the last second.
They're waving it around. Yeah. You cut the tip of my dick off. Like, right. That's weird.
Zaj, I just want to say happy birthday. Thank you for making me smile a lot whenever I turn Twitter on, because Twitter sucks without you and the rest of this gang.
Thanks, Q.
Weak.
Guys.
Appreciate that, man.
Shit.
Okay.
Who wants to be mean?
Oh, now it's symmetrical.
He bounced.
Yeah.
Robot, I think you have some pictures you need to share.
Robot?
See if I can figure out how to share my screen here. Yeah, so you know how much Ad Hands just loves you, Greg. Yeah. So I decided to collect 82,000 of his most treasured potato memes. And yeah, let's see if I can get some of them up here without getting our YouTube channel completely destroyed. some classics here. And if you got to be in some of the group chats to get some of these, you know. Oh, this is a good one right here. That's live footage right there. There's Greg, you know, feeling somebody up as he normally does. There's the squad right there.
You got, oh, wait, no, that's not supposed to be there. There's I'm not sure what that one is. That's a minute and 39 second meme from Ant-Hand. You don't see that often. Here's Greg rock climbing with rainbow dildos. It's one of his favorite pastimes. Here's Greg with some nice breasts and a hot dog of sorts. There's a potato. We got some in a cornfield. There's Greg pissing himself. Simpsons Greg is a favorite amongst us all. Him playing by himself as usual. Let's see what else we got here. It's just, you know, I made the mistake of saying, hey, can you just send me like 10 of your favorite potatoes? And my phone was just going nuts. It was very distracting at work.
I think that's Sean's Greg.
Favorite. go back down and see Harvey Greg. Go back.
Which
go
one?
Go back. One more. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That one actually comes up in Google searches too. Like it's in the top 10.
There's Greg and Pedro. Oh, that's a nice bro down right there. Nice square crop. Greg and Pedro. They're building. There's a nice meme factory meme right there. Look at Yellow. He's looking thick right there. I like that. Anyways. Potato blood in my There's Greg right there as a potato, a human potato.
Super wholesome.
Oh, here's a good one. Greg and Charles Hoskinson. It's uncanny how much they look alike.
It's uncanny.
There's a meme face I use on some of them, and it's accidentally like the Hoskinson. He's like, that's not me.
There's Greg as Peter McCormack right there. Should I keep going? Because, I mean, there's so many of these. Well, let's get to the glizzos right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I remember that
What
one.
Is that?
Oh, the sock puppet. Oh, the sock puppet. God, I love the sock puppet. That's amazing. That was good times.
It took like nine of us to make that one.
This is, dude. This is called Glizzo right here.
There were a ton of orphans involved in sewing that sock puppet together.
I feel bad.
Yo. Chill out about the orphans. Don't mention those. Here's Glizzo. These are the favorite right here. Glizzos. Oh my goodness. I mean, it looks just like Greg. It's crazy. Like he can just fit on any person. Look at this. Get that. I mean, you just can't beat that. It's quite the ordeal.
What is that?
Greg, if there's a perfect analogy for Greg as a cartoon character, it's Meg. Like, it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to put the Meg hat on all of it. Yeah, there
we go.
This is my all-time favorite right here. That's my favorite. Oh, that's my all-time favorite right there. There's right there. Yeah, that's just awful right there. Gotta have the it's crucial.
Oh God, I love that one. Hey, this is Session's porn search history right here.
It is. These are the tags
he
had
over. Oh, my goodness. I mean, sorry, I guarantee. Oh my goodness.
He wants you to scroll down. What did you want to see? Please?
Just focus on that one for a minute. Yeah,
I guarantee you, Anhand's only sent me like 0.01% of his potato memes. Like, he told me he couldn't even find the folder. He just sent me the ones he had on hand.
I love it.
Oh, man. when you actually find his tenor, oh my God, it's fucking loaded.
That one's just a compliment.
You're right.
it's just a loaded potato. Oh, there we go.
Imagine that guy. Look at that guy with that hair on the left. So holy crap. That's a handsome looking guy. But that guy on the right, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, help him. Somebody, please do something about that.
It's the reverse of before and after Bitcoin Twitter.
I think that's a me and Greg matchup right there. I'm not sure.
It's hot, whatever it is.
This is one of my favorites.
These are all great.
It's hot.
You're going to send this to me later, right? So I can put it in the spank bank?
Oh, so good. Yay!
Yay!
I know who's under that.
Oh
one.
My god.
Oh, that one is amazing. Wait, scroll. Don't stop. Don't. Oh god, you're just scrolling past them so fast.
Both of these are really good.
Yeah, that's so good. Yes. No, back up that one. The confused one.
Yeah.
Well, that one. You like that one?
Good doctor.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes.
It's so good.
Yes.
That's the soul of America.
That's a good one. That one's actually kind of recent right there. True story.
Also, just to be clear, for people that are just joining, this is a celebration of Greg's life. This is sort of one of those things where you celebrate the person before they die. And so we're doing that together here. We're all drinking. You know, we're really recognizing Greg for all the incredible contributions he's made to not only meme culture, but all of our lives individually.
That last one made me think of that. Remember that show with that lady that just eats potatoes and cheese all day?
Wow.
That show was called Pornhub.
All right, I think that was it. Yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah. Rook, like, I know Rook, like, I don't want to show you the pictures before that.
No. I love how you Rob, like you just mentioned to Aunt Hans. Do you have any memes with Craig and Heath? Dropped like 100 of them.
That's all he does.
He was sending them for at least 30 to 45 minutes while I was at work this morning, just like nonstop.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he would take a pause for a minute, and then he would just dump 30 more on me. It was it was good. It was cool.
His animated section is probably the best of all.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize he had a tenor. I can search Ann Hens?
No, he has a tenor. It's not that, and it took me forever to find out what it was. Because
spill the beans. What is it? Unless it doxes him. If it doxes him, though.
Nope. It took too much work.
I could show you all the pictures I've made up of Greg, but that'd just be scrolling through his like professional profile pictures and Twitter banners. It's probably not as funny.
It's just pictures of him sleeping.
Whenever the younger Greg stuff ever comes up in Google search, I'm just like, well, I know which ones I'm doing for the next 3 weeks.
That was a good one.
But Greg, seriously, though, I just want to say congratulations on turning 40. It's quite the achievement you've made. Most people at your weight would be dead by 30. So good job, bro.
Greg's got a 20-year-old body, but the doctor told him to return it because he's been stretching it out too much.
I don't even get that one.
Michelle,
I'm pretty sure that everyone used ChatGPT to come up with Greg roasting things just typed in fat jokes. Just send me fat jokes with a sprinkle of potato.
Someone has to make the car salesman meme. And instead of car, it's Craig, and it says like you can put so much cholesterol in that thing.
So wait.
So much what in that thing?
Cholesterol.
Oh. the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. Low density lipoproteins or high density. Wait, Greg, can you go through for the audience who are deeply confused, afraid, terrified, even that didn't help. What is the origin of the fuck you, Greg meme? Where does it come from, and why do you jerk off to it constantly?
Well, I think we start the last part. It's just self-evident. I mean, I'm a narcissistic bastard. It says my name. I'm going to jerk off to it.
You know.
But the rest of it just comes from my natural essence, we'll call it. I like to say things that I think are helpful but come out mean a lot.
Greg, you're saying you might be the only narcissist with a public humiliation fetish. It's quite strange.
That's so interesting. You're saying you open your mouth and words come out.
They come out.
Dig into that a little bit deeper. Tell us what happened to you as a child that led to this outcome.
It was survival mechanism. Yeah, Kate's in there. Yeah. Survival mechanism.
Was it like a cave that was filled with potatoes that you fell in or something, like a well, and you fell into a well of potatoes?
Are you just trying to give me the Batman origin story?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Radio. Thanks, Greg. You're always there for me.
I was stuck in a potato lab, and I got irradiated with gamma radiation. And it made me really fat and really potato like. But
now I gotta make the fucking meme, Rusty. Oh. Don't put it in my mind. Like Greg, like dropping down with a rope in the cave, and then it's a bunch of flying potatoes like going around. Like,
please, please leave me out of this, out of your fantasy, please.
No,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. I think we're really close to a breakthrough here.
So I think Sona was about to say something.
I don't know. I just said he ate a radioactive potato.
It's in the microwave too long.
Nice. Nice.
We got Pegrego salad from Marcus.
Pegrego salad?
Greg's what happens when you stand in front of a microwave with the door open.
Oh, shit.
I like it.
You know, I went all day without tweeting about Greg because I didn't want to give it away. But then I was like, I think maybe that gives it away. He was like, something's up. I haven't got a fuck you, Greg, from
yeah, you
guys nine of Sally's handles.
I should have pieced it together as soon as I saw it.
Yellow was like, don't tell anybody. And I was like, all right, I won't tell anybody that I know it's Greg's birthday. I was like, I can't make a meme with knowing that now, though. Fuck.
You didn't log on Twitter all day.
That's some like 4D chess that you're playing just in your head, Silly. No one.
You don't want to get in this. Yeah.
There's like 18 people in their head.
Yeah, well, it depends. There's three more coming out, but yeah.
What about Labra? I'm sure Labra has something lovely and heartwarming he would like to say to Greg.
Yes.
That was beautiful, bro. That was incredible.
Brought a tear to my eye.
God, amazing. Yes.
Thanks, Labra.
Perfect.
See, how many hours left of his birthday do I have? Oh, okay. I got some memes to make. Then.
Yeah, you got time. You got time to make memes.
You got this. Yeah. You got this.
The only thing I got going on tomorrow is Halloween, so that starts at. Five?
Did you say Halloween?
Halloween.
What is Halloween?
What the fuck? Sean's not even engaged
anymore.
Sean's coming. It's
Halloween.
So,
Charlotte.
Halloween. Yeah.
He's coming right now.
So my Bitcoin meetup group is Charlotte Bitcoin, and we're throwing it's Halloween. Halloween. It's
Jacob's down there. He's right.
Yeah. Jacob. It's Jacob and his sister Liz that throw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Big shot. Hey. You're coming right in. You're going to get there right in time for the dinner, I think.
Yeah. You got someone to apologize to for peeing on the meme factory, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
He doesn't remember that. He doesn't remember that.
No.
I don't. What are you talking about? Peeing on the meme factory?
What? The last time I was here?
Yeah, you peed on the meme factory.
Oh, yes.
In like Starbucks. Yeah. No, I don't got anybody to apologize. That's Marcus's fault. He asked me to do it.
100%.
Marcus? Yeah.
I do. I was just doing what the producers told me to do.
Yeah.
It's on video. You can refer to it. You might see the tip.
Goes to Marcus.
But no, no apologies. I just you're welcome for that episode.
No tips were shown.
I looked at the video a couple times after to make sure. I'm pretty sure we're safe.
There was no hog on camera.
Yeah, we're going to Halloween. I'll be at Halloween.
Wait,
tomorrow.
Sorry. Did you say there's no hog on camera?
Yeah. The twins are going to be there. Woo! I brought my chair.
Just stream and bowl. No hog.
I was promised hog. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, stay offended. Stay on for the after party.
Insulted.
Come down to the Bitcoin halving party. Plenty of hog there.
Okay, wait. Real talk. What's happening? What can I expect as a card-carrying member of the Bitcoin halving party? You guys have the cards. It's weird. Yeah, sure. You make people wear them. It feels a little strange, but you know.
Well, we made an exception in your case that you didn't have to get a special tattoo. But Sean, go ahead.
We'll see.
You get this right here.
I messed it in.
This right, that's all? That's all we get?
Yeah, Marcus, what do you get?
What do you mean, what do I get?
I thought you guys were working on...
Marcus is not even paying attention anymore. He was worried about being the producer and calling the shots for Selly peeing on scene.
Yep. Again, not my Marcus fault.
No, no. Pitch me. Pitch me. I want to know why you're at the having party. Right now, I'm like, fuck.
Okay, okay. Okay. Yes, hold on. Have you been to El Salvador?
I have not, sir.
You have not been to El Salvador. Did
I
you
feel
know?
Deep shame about this, but I have not.
Did you know that the first country? What's the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender?
Let's America. That way.
Slovakia. Am I
America.
Right?
Whenever you see first country, that's all I think is America.
America is the only country that actually
America.
Woo!
But the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender was El Salvador.
Oh, I heard that. I did heard that. I had heard that.
And a lot of people have been trying to make it down to El Salvador, but they just haven't had a reason to go. They haven't had anyone to spend some time with. They don't know what they're going to do. So you know what we did? We put our meme factory together.
Yeah, but everybody knows this already, Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Like, we all know. There's no new viewers here.
What's happening?
So come on, guys. Let him do his pitch.
Everybody,
let him do his
pitch. At the hotel, there's guys with big, shiny silver rifles for security. Not even.
No, you guys suck. Here, look. Put the camera on me. I'll pitch it. I'll pitch it for you.
Okay. Peep it.
Let's go.
Penis.
Look, let's. Penis. All of us struggle sometimes. We wake up in the middle of the night and we feel a sense of terror, a sense of guilt, maybe a sense that something is not right in the world. And I'm here to tell you about a country and a party that will fill that void with light and magic and also Bitcoin. The Bitcoin halving party, it's the warm embrace you never knew you always wanted. It will make you rich, famous, gorgeous, and your dick huge. Be there. Your children will hate you forever.
I'm already
that's a pitch.
You had me.
A pitch.
You had me a beautiful
flip it.
Rusty.
Okay. Sell me this pen.
Yeah.
Had by that.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty amazing. And I was just wondering, on the off chance you could do a quick little pitch video for yellow plushies.
If you have a yellow plushie in your hand, you feel the power of the gods. Apollo. Zeus. Persephone. These are Greek names. They may or may not be gods. Don't fucking worry about it. The point is, the Mount Olympus power will surge through your veins and also your genitals, and it'll shoot straight out of your nipples if you are holding a yellow plushie in your hand. Do not miss this opportunity. You send us one Bitcoin, we'll send you two plushies back, and they are guaranteed to increase in value. Think of the children.
Wow.
Yes.
Becca, don't hold that too much because like nipples and shit, you're breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. I got my yellow plushie and then I became pregnant. So we'll just leave it at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
When he was reading that.
No coincidences, folks.
No coincidences.
Rusty, do you have
Is that why there's so many pregnant Bitcoiners at the moment?
So it's not going to be a redhead, but a yellow head.
Yeah. Yes.
When he read that, I just pictured Rope, like, you know, at the infomercial at 2 o'clock in the morning, like,
thank you. He's doing the, like, you know, the car dealership inflatable guy dance that he's going on in the background.
I'm a sign twirler.
The balloon.
Yeah.
A lot of signal in this
episode. Rusty, you got more?
so much signal. That's what people say to me a lot, you know? They look me in the eye and say, God.
We haven't heard from Pedro yet. Pedro.
Yeah.
It's your turn,
buddy. Pedro.
I'm terrible at this stuff. And I'm not interested in roasting anybody. So happy birthday, Greg.
Thanks, Pedro.
Say a funny story then, man.
I thought I just said that I'm bad at this stuff.
What? Talking?
That doesn't excuse you from your obligation.
I'm not asking you to remake the scenes of Tata.
There's got to be a lot of
Neil.
Neil, holy shit.
Wait.
Neil's here.
Wait. Let's take the mustache first if it's serious than Neil. Don't you do that, Neil.
Welcome, Neil.
You ain't gonna I really wanted again, to, man. You ain't gonna
I really wanted to follow up Pedro. That would have been an easy follow up. But if I'm following up on fucking a Neil, then yeah, that wouldn't be great.
It's over. With.
No, Rogue, you promised me he wasn't going to be here.
Sorry.
That's what I do. I disappoint. Which is why Greg and I get along so well.
So well.
I like how you ignored that chat for 2 weeks, Neil.
Wow, the AI mustache is way better. Wait, it's like way better than last time.
It's strong. It's a strong move.
Now I don't believe anything. Even his eyebrows. I don't believe anything now.
You don't believe anything.
Even I'm actually white. I'm albino.
Is it your real hair?
Do everything.
This is actually not even my real voice. But look, I think we're all here for a very important occasion, and I just want to recognize that because it's big. It's a big deal, you know. It's something to be really proud of, and I just want to say, Sean, congratulations on the new job, man. That's awesome. Very happy for you. You know, we got to support each other.
What do you mean we?
But no, in all, well. We should support everyone. We should Bitcoiners should support Bitcoiners, excluding Greg.
We should more people should support people more than others. Some people more than others.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it's a hierarchy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's separate but equal.
Let's have a poll. Whose mustache is more real, Pete's or Neil's?
Well, Neil's got more of a. I don't know. 5 o'clock.
Look, all I'm going to say is when I met Neil in person at Pacific Bitcoin. He was one of the best dressed people that I had the privilege of interacting with. He had a sharp suit. He shook my hand. He said, "Put her there." And we shook hands. And I knew that there was a real man staring me in the eyes. And it was great.
You sure that wasn't with Jimmy Song?
Was he upset about you touching his penis?
Jimmy.
While you shook his hand?
No, Jimmy just like did the full like nutsack. You know, slap. Oh. I was on the floor, curled in a fetal position.
I got you.
And Neil actually was one of the people that brought me some water afterwards. I had a lot of shit to do, so I really appreciated it. And Neil kind of like stood me back up on my feet.
It seems to me that you don't know how to do a handshake.
I don't know.
It's a ham shake.
All I know is that when I needed a welcoming person to be there, Neil was there for me.
I appreciate that, Penn. And in all honesty, great job on the event. That was a lot of fun. You're a true professional. A lot of us could learn a lot from you. And
you do know that once, like in live on stream, he ate a shoe, right?
What? Come again?
He ate a shoe live on stream.
Yeah, I did watch that.
That's what a true professional does.
He kept it together. I wonder what it would look like coming out the other end.
What came in the other end, by the way? Nike.
I was promised I wouldn't have to talk about that.
Were there any discernible shoe fragments?
It was horrifying.
Ooh.
My wife has PTSD. I have PTSD. The future children that we will have, they will also be born with PTSD because of what came out of my asshole as a result of that show. The point is, I'm a professional and I did it.
When the lace came out, is it just like pulling out a ringworm or a tapeworm? Sorry, just kind of like it's a slow, painful process.
I can't talk about it.
We're getting demonetized, aren't we?
I can't do it. I can't talk about it. I'm sorry.
Shout out to David Bailey. When you make, you have so good employees that it sues for you and then you fire them. That's Bitcoin companies for you, boy.
I thought we were lifting Greg.
Bitcoin companies are only here for Bitcoin. That's it.
Look, in all fairness, I brought that upon myself. And no one is to blame but me and the baby Jesus who told me to do it.
No, I really miss your streams, man, with you. I don't know why you're not doing something similar. To be honest, there was like something also, there.
I'm also in that camp. I miss you, Pete.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Bring it back.
You and Q, bring it back. Why don't you guys do it?
We should. We should.
No, Q has also now a nice stream. Also, I watched it on Noster, on Zap.stream.
His Bitcoin Ballers?
Yeah.
He's got a couple of them.
Yeah, I saw a tall Sean Harris lookalike there once.
Yeah, Selly?
So I actually have a real question. I'm sorry to digress, take us away from the comedy, but Anil, I'm super curious. What?
We're all curious, man. You just got to follow it. You never know.
Sorry, you made me smile so big, my fucking mustache ripped off my face. Fuck you. And also, where does the inspiration for, I'm not going to fix this, it's just going to happen, for the educational materials that you put out come from? Like, I used to create educational materials, and it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of mental energy to basically figure out how to distill that shit into something that a dumb person like myself can understand. Where does that come from?
Do you like things dangling right there?
How do I buy that for myself?
Yeah, that's a good question. Try to put it back on your lip. Makes me feel really good, you asking me that question, P. But, yeah, it just, it comes from the heart.
Deep in the loin, maybe it's yeah. Loins. It's really just, hey, you got to think. Would Greg understand this? Would this make sense to Greg? You know,
anybody's asking that.
Okay,
folks, gentlemen, and Becca, I do have to run. I just wanted to say happy birthday, cheers, Greg. Man. We love you for all the shit we
thanks
give
for
you.
Coming.
You thanks. Deserve it. Okay,
I'm out. Good night,
Anil.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thanks,
man. Happy birthday, Greg.
B, you have okay. You have to put that mustache like an eyebrow.
That's what I'm one trying to eyebrow. Do. I'm trying to make full eye contact with the camera the whole time. It's not working. I got this bag of fucking real mustaches cut from, you know, Uzbekistani children. And okay. I'm just I'm trying to figure Christ. It out.
Good, that's good quality.
Yeah. Mm.
Wait, when
that was
you
a
said,
multi-layered joke. Hang on. Really multi-layered.
Hang on, B. When you said they were cut from Uzbekistani children.
Yeah, my understanding is that the best fake mustaches, you know, it's like, what's that thing where like you cut your hair off and then you donate it to people with cancer? It's like that, but they don't have a choice. It's just sort of taken from them.
So I'm just trying to visualize this. Is there, you know what? Never mind.
Because like, look,
what,
like,
what
I have
he's
a full
saying
beard
is
all the time,
like, imagine like an Armenian, right? How hairy they are. Like Uzbekistani is like one level more, but softer.
Yellow. If it was Turkish people, would it be okay?
Huh?
One of my great shames is that my eyebrows are thin as fuck. Like I have a
that's
full
yellow.
Beard.
Yeah, Turkish people are so, halal. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Uzbekistani children.
Are they different colors?
Boy.
Don't worry about it, bro.
I have a question for Sean. Dude, what are you eating all this time? What now? Now you're eating.
Is American Huddle on right now?
Wait.
He's talking.
He said he was gonna be here.
Can you make him look angry like Yellow's eyebrows?
Yeah, redo the whole thing for
us. Yeah.
Oh, that fucking hurt.
Yeah. And back on.
Let's try this. Here we go.
Yeah, that's better.
Doing for you, Greg. They're thinner now.
What he does for the content?
You're good.
Just look like a
you're
fucking there. Alien.
He looks amazing.
You look like a.
Make sure
you look
that
like
you custody your own Bitcoin. Take it from me, a serious person.
The next time
you custody is incredibly important. Do you want to let the central bankers control your future? No. And do this to your face.
Let's put P on the big screen here and ask him to pitch why it's important to self-custody your coins.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
He looks so like a bad guy from an anime.
Look, there's a lot
do
of...
Do it with a Japanese accent.
Hold on, I'm getting my screenshots in.
Yeah. Do it with a Japanese accent.
Japanese accent.
You know what I'm saying?
Your feet behind your head is...
So there's a lot of noise out there in the Bitcoin space. It's really hard. You know, there's a lot of like crypto bullshit, a lot of shitcoiners just like, oh, buy my shitcoin. You know, Solana's real. And then you find out later all your shit got liquidated. obviously, Bitcoin is the only thing that stands the test of time. It was sort of this immaculate creation. You have to focus your energy on Bitcoin. And once you do, you need to understand the importance of self-custody. There's a lot of systems out there. Don't lose your Bitcoin, but learn how to eventually safely self-custody your Bitcoin, because that's the only way that you can truly take you can grab your financial future by the genitals and ride that genital bull into the future for yourself and your children and your family. Yeah. Take it from me, a person with totally normal facial hair who is a sane person. You're welcome.
That's fantastic, P. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
That was amazing.
We got paid twice for this one.
We did.
Like, right. I feel like with that clip, people don't need to read the Bitcoin Standard.
I mean, look, I'll take it.
The same impact.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot to take in there. I will say, I think.
Yes, Labra.
Yes, I just want to say that I just sent Greg on his 40th birthday. I sent him 37 sats. So that was 37 transactions of one Satoshi. Each transaction included a potato on the comment. And the reason why I'm sending 37 instead of 40 is because you still owe me 3 sats.
That's not true.
Like 2 years ago.
That is not true. You know it.
Holy shit. Wait, did Labra just take back those 3 sats that we thought it was impossible for him to get back?
No. I paid him those maybe a year ago.
I'm just saying, he just took them back.
Again. So now he owes me 2 sats.
Oh.
Wow.
Checkmate,
Greg.
I'm not this hard back. Yeah.
Why? Was Sean the only one?
Ah, P, shut up. Russ has got a question.
I'm gonna kill you.
Less of a question, more of a. I have to leave, but I just wanted to say, Greg, thanks for bringing a bunch of Bitcoin Twitter misfits together. And while we're all roasting you, I know deep down we all love you. Fuck you, Greg.
Fuck you, Greg.
Fuck you, Greg.
And I sent an invite to Michael Saylor as well. So we'll see if he should be here shortly.
He should be here in a minute.
He's just parking his car.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thanks, Russ.
Happy birthday.
Have a good day, man. Friday.
Yeah, all joking aside, man.
I'm sorry, P. Labra's up.
Yeah, I just want to say that P has something to say.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, P.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Look, I'm just going to take the next 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Thank you for all your time, the platform, the opportunity. Now, all joking aside, man, I think that I appreciate all of you, and especially you, Greg, for kind of leading the pack and being the deranged, incredible person that you are. Bitcoin Twitter would not be the same without you. And I appreciate you.
Thanks, P.
Nice.
Sorry, Rope, I didn't get to you before he started talking.
I'm not done. I also want to thank you for massaging my back that one time when I had that injury.
Oh,
which I won't mention because we said we wouldn't. And, it was meaningful. It was meaningful for me.
Especially because your back is located on your penis.
Exactly. I'm done speaking.
Rope, go ahead. What's up? And Labra. Okay. And just Labra.
Oh, have a word.
I think Rope raised his hand.
Labra, don't do that.
Thank you, Labra. Greg, if the mean victory did exist, and we all know it doesn't, which of its members would you like? Which would you retweet? Which would you mute? Which would you bookmark? And who would you zap?
Oh,
many are right. There now? Too many.
I'm liking yellow, and I'm not listening. I'm retweeting Labra. I'm bookmarking Bitcoin Today. And who am I zapping? I'm zapping.
I'm so poor, Greg.
I'm zapping.
I'm so poor.
Because he's poor. Did I get everybody? Did I get all of them?
Wait.
Oh, I'm muting somebody. I'm muting somebody. I'm muting Sean because I've heard enough basketball.
It's always fucking basketball with him. Or mattresses.
It is, right?
Mattresses. Yeah, what mattresses. Did I miss?
Big Siesta. He's the his new job, oh. Selling mattresses.
God, can you guys quiet down a bit? I'm trying to get a little nap in right now. So,
all right.
Need to sleep.
Fuck you, Sean.
Don't say that. Don't say you're napping. Say you're testing new mattresses.
Guys, I'm trying to test out a new mattress over here.
Nice. We know.
That's always the case.
All right, T, if you have anything to show our viewers, tell them where to find you because of this episode that was centered on today.
He's like, I chose the wrong episode.
Or I chose the right one.
Fair enough.
No, man, I work at Swan. It is, all joking aside, it's an amazing company, an incredible group of people. You know, we're trying to orange pill as many people as possible, as rapidly as possible. Big Pacific Bitcoin just happened. It was fucking amazing. Sean was there. We took wildly inappropriate pictures at the VIP party. It was super fun. And then he punched me and I recovered slowly afterwards, but yeah. He's huge and I'm actually very short. Yeah, check out you know, our YouTube, the black market tapes, the VHS tapes you can get of the Swan content. That's also great. You'll see all the things you wouldn't normally see, the, you know, the cockfighting, the dog wrestling. All that stuff. And follow the people
Win P podcast.
Soon, my friend. We're probably going to start a D&D podcast with me, American Hoddle, June Seth, and Brad Mills. That should be super fun.
Is that Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, you as American Hoddle?
Can I submit an application somewhere?
Yes, absolutely, sir. You can, and I will reject it some literally, but I will be respectful about it.
I think I'm doing something with that.
The application does not exist.
That's all I got.
You need to talk with the lawyer. That's me. So we'll talk about that.
Thanks, Labra. I'll DM you on Twitter.
All right. Thanks,
yes.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks, Barry.
Also, shout out to Mary Kelly.
Yes.
Yes.
This is her fault. I've heard a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's her fault. She was the mastermind. She put us up to it, Greg. She put us up to
sorry,
it.
Craig, that she brought all your friends and made you cake.
For your wife.
The best thing that's happened to this stream in years was all because of your wife. It was great.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I'm honored.
I'm sorry, Craig.
As with everything else in my life.
I'm sorry she invited
I thought she
your mom.
Told you to start this stream so you'd leave her alone.
Basically. You need to stop talking to me about Bitcoin and talk to other people. Okay.
I love that her privacy was preserved and your child's face was only there for a second. And also your face disappeared when the cake came up, the potato cake. Nice. It was all very OPSEC friendly.
Awesome. Perfect.
I love how your daughter came in the room the second I said "fuck you, Greg" for like the first time and second time.
It is my daughter. It's not the first time she's heard the F word.
Yeah. Daddy, why are they saying that to you?
It's another word for happy birthday. Go back to bed.
Oh, Joe, that's not a pill I want to plant. All right. Yeah. Thanks everybody for sharing your time with us this evening. Peace, Ellie. Thank you for coming in, Barry. I hate you. And everybody have a good night.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, P.
Good night. Fuck you, Greg.